psychologist, teacher, author, father of two, I should say, as well. So he's got kids. He can talk from experience. I've got kids. You've probably got kids. You tell me. I get a sense, and some of the things that Michael said there, I do get a sense that anxiety is being normalized, that there are more and more people around you that you may hear from the parent saying, little Johnny's suffering from anxiety. And then you'll think, well, why would that be? And sometimes you probably can't put your finger on it. But I do wonder whether it's become a sort of a word that's now just part of our vocabulary. Now, this will sound harsh, but has it also become an excuse, the anxiety around children, for us not to teach them or try to teach them resilience, that we are too quick to just say, oh, they've got a condition, and we attach a condition to it, as opposed to trying to actually work out how to get them out of that anxiety? Was there a lot of anxiety around in the 70s and early 80s? I can't remember it being such a discussion point. I mean, certainly as a kid, I can never recall hearing about so-and-so that's got anxiety. People might tell me, well, it's because we diagnose it better now. But is it just more of it because of the sort of issues that kids today face? That whole here, now, fast, at the fingertips, everything's kind of accessible, everything's doable very quickly. And maybe when you're not getting your own way, you get anxious. 12 minutes to 11, 133, 882. Tell me about your experience with anxiety, whether it's you, whether it's someone you know. I'd like to hear it. There's some good points there by Michael Horton. I'll be back soon.
On Perth 6PR, this is Mornings with Gary Adshead.
We're talking about sort of anxiety. Is it a perception or is it a reality that, and according to Michael Horton, it's definitely a reality, that generationally kids have become more anxious about stuff? And I've got some great text messages, which I'll get to in a second. Of course, you can text me on 0487 999 882. Kerry's there. G'day, Kerry.
Hi, Gary.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just ringing up to say that I have actually had two children, teenagers, who've been diagnosed with social anxiety. Both have had psychological counselling, and one eventually did a program called DBT that is run by Lifeline, which was really helpful, where it was a group session, and she just realised that the world is quite different and that everyone's experiencing it. But I would have to say that the most helpful thing for both of them was going out and getting a job. They've both got part-time jobs now, and they realise that, you know, the world is not a scary place and that they're a functioning member of society and they really enjoy their jobs and their social anxiety has improved immensely.
Could you pin it down to what sort of issues gave them the anxiety?
Oh, look, bullying at school, certainly. I think that really probably triggered a lot of issues for them. But I think, obviously, then social media is a massive problem. They look at Snapchat. They can see when they're being excluded. They're also invited into various chat rooms where people bully them. So all of those sorts of triggers then create the climate or the culture where they feel anxious. And it got to the point where they would be checking their phones before they would be going to a shopping centre so that they could see who's at the shopping centre.
Wow. And that's, you know, all comes down to what sort of where the internet has taken us in terms of those issues, hasn't it?
It's a whole new world that I think parents are very unprepared for. And I don't, I don't envy parents. I think it's a very hard road to run at the moment with technology because we just can't keep up.
Yeah. No, you're right. I don't know at any given time. He's old enough now. The 18-year-old, I don't really bother. But I wouldn't have had a clue what he was really up to on a mobile device. So far, so good in terms of whether it's created issues for him. But I can see why if you immerse yourself in that world so much that you'd be pulling out a lot of anxiety from it. Kerry, thanks very much for calling us on that. I really appreciate it. I got on the text line. Robbo makes some interesting points. He said the main reason kids are more anxious today is because society is causing it. We live in an era where politicians and the media play the scaremongering game. We're scared. We scared them with COVID. We scare them with the climate. We suppress them, which make them too scared to say how they feel or believe. I don't know about that bit. I reckon kids can express themselves more than ever. And a lot of that is through the social media scenario. We live in a judgmental, that's true, controlling society. They simply cannot be themselves. Society is to blame for the anxiety. Well, yeah, largely I agree with what you've said there, Robbo. 133 882 is